Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Clemson Nation? How are you guys doing today? I'm Andrew Borwine, editor of Rubbing the Rock, here with you on Solid Orange Friday podcast. I hope you're doing well. Hope you're having a great morning. Some of you having to go back to work today. Others of you having the whole weekend off. I envy you. We have a lot to get to today here on our first Solid Orange Friday podcast. We did a couple back in the summer. Didn't like how it felt. Needed the studio set up. Now it's all set up. We're ready to go. We're just excited to be here. Excited to talk a little Clemson football with you. We're going to talk some college football landscape stuff today. As well as much, much more in the allotted 15 minutes of time we have. So just a couple of quick website notes, a couple of things for you to be keeping your eye on. Later on today, we will have a Clemson interview with a former wide receiver. I'm not going to give away the name. But check it out. It'll be out at noon today, an interview with a former wide receiver for the Tigers. Just a little hint, he was on the team when the Tigers went down to Williams-Brice Stadium and laid down a 63-17 beatdown on the Gamecocks, just to give you a little hint. We'll also have a feature on Deshaun Watson today and what he's been able to do and where his strength comes from. As much, much more as we are just previewing the Clemson-South Carolina game, getting ready for a big rivalry weekend down in Columbia. That game's set to take place at noon. The Gamecocks looking to pick up their fourth win on the season. Clemson looking to pick up its 12th win, which would tie the most ever victories for a Clemson team. So, a lot of exciting stuff going on around Tiger Nation. We want to get to that. But first, I want to take you to a couple of things around the college football landscape and give you some picks against the spread. For the year, we're 61-29, which is a 67% winning percentage. So if you're looking to beat the house, you're looking to beat Vegas odds, you need to come here because two-thirds of the time, we are winning. Two-thirds of the time. That means that out of these six games I'm going to give you, four of them are guaranteed they're going to be right. It's left for you to determine which four of those it's going to be. So we're going to start out down south, Florida State at Florida. Florida is a 2.5-point dog in the swamp to the Seminoles this weekend. And I'm a little bit shocked by this. just because I thought Vegas would probably go with Florida with a 3 or 4 point favorite. But I'm still taking Florida State minus the 2.5. And the reason why is just, frankly, because Florida's offense is no good. They're not going to be able to keep up with Dalvin Cook and the Florida State offense. Even if Florida State's offense isn't as good as last year, it's still capable of scoring points. Next game up north, Ohio State at Michigan. The current spread for this game is even. It's a pick 'em. It's in the Big House. Michigan lost to Ohio State last year, but this year Ohio State's coming off a tough loss to Michigan State. And things are just not looking good for the Buckeyes right now. And the reason I say that is because they, you know, you're just having interviews with players that are saying, you know, they're ready to quit, they're ready to call it in, they're ready to throw in the towel. And I just think they're too down on themselves to come and pick up a win this weekend. So I'm taking Michigan in the pick'em game. Notre Dame at Stanford. Stanford is a 3.5 point favorite at home over the Fighting Irish. I will take Notre Dame every day of the week. I don't believe in Stanford. I may be proven wrong this weekend, but I think the Fighting Irish, after being kicked out of the top four, are going to play with a little vengeance and be ready to go on Saturday. Now back down south, Georgia at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech is a 5-point dog at home to the Bulldogs of Georgia. Georgia Tech is one of the most injury-plagued teams in all of college football. They've been that way all year. They've had injuries to numerous amounts of running backs. Even their quarterback, Justin Thomas, is going down with an injury, and that's the reason they've had the season they've had. But I feel like they'll probably bounce back this week. I don't trust Mark Richt with this spread, and I think Georgia Tech will cover the spread at +5. They may not end up winning the game, but I think they'll keep it close. Alabama at Auburn. Auburn is a 14-point underdog to the Crimson Tide of Alabama this weekend. I feel like that spread is a little bit too high. Now, Auburn, given, has not played well all season. Their offense has been out of sorts. Their defense has been subject at best. But I think Auburn's able to at least keep this one close. I look at this game and think maybe 27 to 17 Alabama, or maybe 30 to 17, but they don't get out of that 14-point range. Then lastly, the Big 12 game, Oklahoma at OK State. Oklahoma is a 7-point favorite on the road at Oklahoma State, and for good reason. The Sooners are one of the hottest teams in all of college football, and I feel like they probably come in and they win the game by more than a touchdown, taking Oklahoma minus the 7, and I think they probably keep their number 3 spot. So Oklahoma's playing really good football right now, and I like their chances. So just to review our college football picks against the spread for the week, Florida State minus the 2.5, Michigan in the pick'em game, Notre Dame plus the 3.5, Auburn plus 14, Georgia Tech plus 5, and then Oklahoma minus the 7 on the road to close the season down against Oklahoma State. Now, we got right about 6 minutes left, and I want to spend the rest of our time in the greater part of the show talking about South Carolina. Gamecocks are coming into this game, and this is going to be their national championship. They're going to throw everything they have at Clemson and just hope something happens. So the Tigers have to come out focused, have to be ready to go, and I feel like they have done that. What Clemson fans don't realize is that the Tigers have played their C game the past couple weeks and still won by 2 scores, you know, still won by double digits. Last week you beat Wake Forest by 20, and you didn't even have to play your best game. This team is special, and I think Clemson fans are just getting spoiled with the wins. So Tiger fans, don't get spoiled with the wins. Don't forget how good this team is and enjoy it. enjoy this week, this rivalry week. Enjoy next week when we play North Carolina in the championship game. And if we're fortunate enough, which I think we will be, to make it to the college football playoff, and then enjoy that. And who knows what happens once you make it there. So that brings us to our question for the week. If you want to get in, if you want to ask a question, you can do one of two things. You can call us in on the show when we have live shows coming up in the coming weeks, or you can comment on any article on Rubbing the Rock. We will answer your question. You can tweet us at Rubbing the Rock, or you can email us rubbingtherock@fansided.com, and we will get back to all your questions, answer them, and they may even be featured on the show today. Question comes from Tom in Sensiville, and he says, can you list any football reasons that South Carolina should beat Clemson on Saturday? And to answer your question, Tom, no. There are no reasons that I can see in my mind that the Gamecocks beat Clemson, not football reasons. Now, they're intangibles. This game is in Williams-Brice. South Carolina will give their best game. But Clemson's better on all sides of the ball. Clemson's better defensively than South Carolina is offensively. Clemson has a better offense. Clemson even has a better special teams. But it's really going to come down to these three things. These are my three keys to the game. Number one, no turnovers. Clemson's offense has to play a turnover-free or close to turnover-free game. And I'm saying this to blow them out. Clemson can turn the ball over three or four times and probably still win the game. Clemson is just that much better. But they do need to limit the turnovers because turnovers are what give teams momentum. If Clemson can limit those turnovers, if they can just hold on to the ball, they'll be in good shape off the bat. The second key to the game is the defense. The defense cannot give up chunk plays. South Carolina is not going to be able to move the ball 5 and 6 yards at a time. Either they're going to break off a 35-yard run, you know, by David Williams or Brandon Wilds, or they're going to have a 40 or 50-yard pass to a guy like Farrah Cooper, or maybe even to Matrick Belton, or they're not going to score. That's how they score. That's how they're going to beat Clemson, is if they can break off a big play and then finish off. If Clemson can just limit the big plays, limit those chunk plays, they'll be in really good shape to win the game. And not just win the game, but win the game by a lot. The last key to the game is play sound special teams. Clemson's special teams, at some points this season, has been right on. Clemson's special teams at other points has been awful. So my key to Clemson beating South Carolina, as far as not, you know, as far as at least getting the blowout or, you know, 10-point victory, is this play sound special teams. Number one thing you don't want is a returner to muff a punt. Don't let that happen, and play sound kick coverage. If they can do those two things and not turn the ball over and play good defense and limit the chunk plays, then I think Clemson probably wins the game, and I think they win by a lot. Like I said, my score prediction is probably around 41-20, maybe 41-10. I don't think this will be a close game, and I think Clemson should win by a lot. So those are my thoughts on the game tomorrow. Make sure you're checking back here on Rubbing the Rock. Like I said, we've got some features to go, some more interviews, and then tomorrow we'll have some predictions, tailgating tidbits, all that kind of stuff, and more here on Rubbing the Rock. That's rubbingtherock.com. So make sure you're checking out our stuff, and thank you for listening to the podcast. Each and every week we'll have a Solid Orange Friday podcast. This is episode 1. Like I said, I'm Andrew Borwan, editor of Rubbing the Rock. I'm signing off. Have a great Friday, everyone. Make sure you check back here. All right, have a great day.